I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So the BLM heists just never end, apparently. I know we're all aware of some of them. I mean, the big one, the biggest Italian job of all time, mm-hmm. is the one in the United States, in which we have the list here, just from the New York Times. After raising $90 million in 2020, Black Lives Matter has $42 million in assets. Amazing. It also turned out that all their founders were taking millions to buy houses, I'm sure you recall.
I mean, yeah, Black Lives Matter, it just so happens that it's the Black Lives of the founders of the organization.
That truly matter.
They just need those mansions, guys.
Yeah, and then we played the clip a while back that the founders put up themselves of them in their new mansion, drinking champagne, in which they were talking about the fact that George Floyd's spirit held open the portal for all of them to rush through. Which is just like the worst statement of all time.
I mean, a more accurate thing would be George Floyd opened the wallet for all of them to run in and grab the cash and run away.
Yeah, and they deleted that video because it made them look terrible. I've played it before.
I don't know what they were thinking.
No, and if we go to the next one here, then the latest thing being that they were being alleged of fraud of $10 million in donations that's being given to themselves through their family.
Black Lives Matter stealing, that's never happened.
No, anyway, it also happened in Australia. I don't know if you remember this. This was gold. I don't know why not enough people know about it, but the biggest Black Lives Matter page in Australia was run by a white Australian. He cared deeply for black lives, which is why he took their money as well. Which he had 700,000 followers on the Australian page, making it the largest Facebook page affiliated with the movement. And the Facebook page also brought in $100,000 in donations, an American dollar reduce, to this chap, through third-party online fundraisers such as PayPal and Patreon.
But why was there such a large page in Australia? It's not...
Why was there a large page in England?
That's true. But surely Aboriginals would be more of a priority.
There was a huge page in... I remember we covered it in Barbados. There was actually a movement in Barbados for Black Lives to Matter. Which was a bit weird.
Which is a vastly majority black country, isn't
90%.
It?
90%. Do you want to guess what percentage of the parliament was black?
All of it, wasn't it?
100%.
I thought so, yeah.
Do you want to guess what percentage of the parliament was the left-wing party?
All of it?
100%.
Oh, no way.
But black people were being oppressed.
The only conclusion you can draw is that the left oppresses black people, then.
Yeah, the 100% black party that's all left-wing screaming about how Black Lives Matter was also screaming about how they need to end white supremacy because they had been in power for quite a long time. And somehow, I don't know why, 100% switcheroo. Maybe one day they were black, the other day they were white.
Just... We're being oppressed by white ghosts that don't even exist.
Oh, unironically, that was the argument. It was brilliant. Anyway, in Australia, similar things, except here we have an artist's interpretation of the local man who raised $100,000 for his new house. Salutes in the chat. I don't know what else to say. That's just hilarious. I think
Crocodile
he got away with
Dundee,
it, too.
He got the biggest heist ever.
I think he ended up taking the money because he hadn't actually done anything wrong. He was like, yeah, you want to give me money? Donate here. And they did. And he was like, thanks for that. See you later. Morons. Like, you didn't promise to do anything. He wasn't like, I'll give this money to charities or, I don't know, for black housing. No. He was just like, give me money.
People this would money. Be like a... I'm not sure if this is bad, so I'm joking if any law enforcement are watching, but just imagine setting up loads of leftist pages as right-wingers and trying to raise donations. Then you would just scorn all of the left-wingers against donating money to stuff. It'd really hamper their causes, wouldn't it?
Well, that's
just muddy the water.
If you are actually promising things, my understanding of the law, correct me if I'm wrong, GCHQ, but the thing is that if you promise, you know, give me money and I will spend it on this, like mm-hmm. if you actually make a promise for where the money's going to go and then you don't use the money for that purpose, mm-hmm. that's fraud. And rightfully so. Like, you say, give me this money, and I will give it to Trayvon Martin's family, and then you don't, you just take it. I'm not sure who would ever do such a thing, but someone did. Yeah, that's fraud. That's classic fraud. Whereas if you say, give me money, because Black Lives Matter, I'm not promised anything.
Well, I know what I'm going to be doing later.
Like, as far as I'm aware, that's not actually fraud, which is why I believe this guy got away with it. Because he was just like, yeah, Black Lives do matter. Donate here. Everyone was like, yeah, I'll give you some money. Yeah, Black Lives Matter. And he was like, yeah, they do. All right, thank you.
I mean, I don't even have to conceal anything. I could just be like, yeah, Black Lives Matter. So do everyone else's. But I don't have to say that part. Now give me money.
But that's the thing. That's why I believe this Australian did. If I'm wrong, correct me. But he seems to have just walked away with the cash and been like, idiots. So there's that.
I respect the grift.
Whereas in the UK, yeah, proper fraud. The classic fraud. Fraud classic. I like this new age fraud. Sugar-free fraud.
Vintage fraud.
Yeah. This is from Bristol World. You may remember this was the Black Lives Matter group in Bristol who destroyed the Colston statue because the statue was oppressing them. It was putting barriers in the way.
These inanimate objects make me feel unsafe.
Yeah. But like the previous segment about barriers, they couldn't name the barriers.
Of course.
There weren't any. But they're out there somewhere. The ghosts of racism past.
There was a slight barrier in the canal that they threw the Colston statue in.
There was. If you scroll down on this, I wonder if there's a picture of the individual in question. That's not the individual in question. I don't remember if they put one in or not, but the lady who set up the BLM Bristol page, let's go to the next one here, the deets. She's being charged with fraud over £30,000 that just...
disappeared.
Yeah, funny that.
I mean...
anyway.
If they want to fight against racism, then they're not helping negative stereotypes, are they?
No, it's actually quite funny. Yeah. So the organizer set up I think it was a GoFundMe page or something, raised 30 grand. It was going to be used for various things, she promised. And then the money was withdrawn from the account and never heard from again. I'm sure she used it for the purposes stated. If you have the next image here, there is actually an image of her. This is the local woman who set up Black Lives Matter Bristol.
Looking at her, she presumably used the money on food.
That's not the thing I took away from it, although, yep. But the thing on my mind was more, really? I'm sorry, but I'm never going to get over black people converting to Islam.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so funny.
Islam's view of sub-Saharan Africans is not particularly positive, is it?
No, and it's just the funniness of Black Lives Matter, of course, being associated with the Nation of Islam and those connections being
that
made.
Too, yeah.
Just the mind-boggling world of like, yes, I'm a black American, I'm converting to Islam because Christianity is the white man's religion. Islam is the true black man's religion. They did what to black people? What? Yeah, I mean, people who don't know.
Both religions kind of come from the same neck of the woods, don't they? Christianity, obviously, from sort of Israel.
Not African.
And
Islam, not African.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, for people who don't know, the Islamic slave trade, give that a Google. And, you take slaves from Africa because they're basically not people, at least according to the slavers who did all this, who were all doing it for Islamic reasons, as they said. And they wanted to make sure that there were no black people in Saudi Arabia by the 1980s, just to be sure. Whereas you may have noticed there are quite a lot of black people in America. There aren't in all of Arabia.
I wonder why that is.
It's because they cut off the balls. Cock and balls, the whole thing. Then you get people in America who are like, I'm converting to Islam because that's the black man's religion. And like,
they literally gelded you as slaves, and you're just like, yes, these are our guys.
It's just the reason I'm mentioning it is because that strain of thought is so prevalent in these movements, and I can never get over the fact that none of these people seem to know anything about what they're making connections here. Is like, yes, Islam, black lives, black nationalism and Islam, that's the same. Really, really, really is not. But okay, we'll move forward. Because if you go to the next one here, the other reason why her religious garb is appropriate to be mentioned is, well, then when she went to court, she wore a niqab. All of a sudden, she felt that...
Funny that, isn't it?
All of her beauty had to be covered, not just her hair.
I think wearing the sunglasses over the top as well is quite a funny look.
Sister, like, wear them under. What are you doing wearing it over? Like, anyway.
It's almost like she doesn't wear one of those very often.
No, she's clearly just wearing it because she doesn't want her face recognised because she doesn't want to be
because she's a thief, yeah.
With the fraud she's being accused of. Yeah, she denies the fraud charges.
Oh, yeah, of course she does.
Not me. Not little old me. It's not like anyone else in the Black Lives Matter movement has done that. The other image here. This is the other image in relation to her when she was out and about doing the raising of the money.
I can see why she covered her face.
Yeah, she... Oh, come on.
I'm only joking.
But she's wearing her hair out in this photo as well. And also you can see, it's not quite visible, but the clothes she's wearing, so it's like a white shirt and then some kind of like a laced covering. It's like lingerie, but on the outside.
That is a thing, unfortunately. Bristol's a wild place. I mean...
But a very Islamic sister who is very keen to cover up her beauty when she's ascending court charges. But any other time of the year, she's out wearing lingerie over the top of her clothes, which, yeah, okay, right. Yeah.
Peak Bristol right there.
Yeah, not a sincere Muslim woman, I think, in regards to actually taking it seriously, just wears it as a costume. Anyway, so Zahra Salam, leaving Bristol Magistrates Court on the 3rd January, wearing a black niqab, turned up. She spoke only her name, address and date of birth in the courthouse, and stated she was not guilty. Trust me, bruv. Anyway, Miss Salam is accused of being one of the organisers of the protest and had set up a crowdfunding page to raise money for face masks and other equipment for the Holy NHS, because remember the context in which this was all done. That was the specific thing that she said she was raising the money for. Following the protest, she also said that none of the money actually arrived with the charity.
Oh, yeah, that's strange, isn't it? I wonder where that money went. Yeah, it's funny how these strange accounting errors just keep on happening in Black Lives Matter.
I'm sure we'll get to the end of it. I'm sure that she gave all of the pennies to the NHS or charities associated with the NHS. I'm sure nothing else took place.
I reckon it's the white bankers. They stole all the money. That's what happened.
Yeah, it was those guys at GoFundMe who did this. The defendant is also accused of setting up a frauding page following the protest to raise money for the legal costs of the facing charges. Those funds, again, are alleged not to have been handed over to actually be used. She was raising money for those who were facing charges for destroying the statue because they committed a crime. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, raise money for those innocent people who didn't do nothing, even though on camera they did it.
And admitted to it.
Yeah, and then went, yeah, thanks for the money. Bye. So, that's that. And I think one of the beautiful things about this story, though, is it does give a whole new meaning. You may remember, after they took down the Colson statue, some vigilantes put up their own statue of a black woman with her fist in the air, saying, this is a symbol of black liberation, into what exactly? Apparently fraud. Allegedly fraud.
What it should have been would have been like a hand like that, like with the inscription, can I have some change, please?
that would have been more fitting. In fact, that statue was taken down and the plinth is empty, so if there are any rebel sculptors out there, there's some ideas for you.
Rebel sculptors, they're everywhere.
I don't know, that's how I think of us, frankly, at this point, in this country. I mean, the whole place is run by nonsense. The people who tore down those statues, you may remember, actually went to court, and a jury let them off because the jury had been eating crayons that evening and and decided that they didn't do nothing. And the reason they didn't do nothing, according to the jury, was that they felt very strongly. I'm not kidding.
So someone kills someone. Sorry, I just felt very strongly that they must die. Yeah. Oh, that's all right.
That was actually the argument. I'm not joking. It was the stupidest court case in all of human history. Even the judge was like, are you serious? Are you actually serious? Like, the central government had to intervene. The attorney general turned up and went, no. Like, we're not leaving this as case law. Like, this went to a higher court and then was overturned.
To be fair, I can believe it. Getting some random Bristolians, like six Bristolians, you're going to get some far leftists.
Some crayon munchers. Ironically, the case was that the defense, the people who committed the crime, argued that, well, we're not guilty. Reason being that this statue made us feel very strongly. And then it was legalized. I'm like, well, fair enough. If you feel very strongly, commit whatever crimes you want.
Well,
unlike all those other people who commit crimes out of apathy. Well, yeah. I don't care.
The real enemy isn't crime, it's apathy. That's what the justice system's all
Why
about.
Why did you stab your wife? I don't even know. I wasn't even into it.
Get in the cell.
It's just ridiculous. But anyway, it does give a whole new meaning to that statue, which is sisters allegedly commit fraud. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the content we have on the site, such as the articles we do, this one on Britishness and Christianity are inextricably linked. If you'd like to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.